This is New England Public Radio News. How do you get ready for something when you don't exactly know what it is? For weeks, that's been the scenario as people are learning more and more about the new coronavirus. Many shoppers are stocking up on groceries, but not everyone has that option, as New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
The last few weeks, groceries and big box stores have been packed with customers. Many, but not all, are stocking up on canned goods, frozen entrees, hand sanitizer, if you can find any. On an unusually balmy night this week, Lily Ruderman and Josh Garcia, who live in Holyoke, Massachusetts, were shopping.
I'm doing it to appease my mother because she is stocking up, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. And also, we just want to have everything we need.
We follow the stats pretty well. The information is worrisome, but it's not, like, scaring us too badly.
In their basket, rice, other non-perishables, stuff for the freezer.
Make a list of, you can start with your pantry.
A decade ago, Kathy Harrison wrote, Just in Case, How to Be Self-Sufficient When the Unexpected Happens.
And then add toiletries, sanitation, the things that we have all the time that would be really hard to do without.
When Harrison wrote about preparedness, she was raising small children, including foster kids, in rural Cummington. There were a lot of power outages, and in an ice storm, you needed a chainsaw and a tractor to get to a doctor. Could she provide hydration for a sick kid at home? Yes, if she were prepared. But stocking up is not an option for many people with low or no income. Stacy Dean is at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington, D.C. She says federal food assistance or SNAP benefits are wide-reaching, but they're limited.
So the notion that folks have extra space in their budget to fill the shelves in case of either a bad storm or a quarantine is just not something that people in poverty experience.
And SNAP benefits arrive on a calendar once a month. If the storm or the pandemic hits at the wrong time,
you may not have anything available to purchase food. You may be in that last week where you're counting on food banks or stretching meals to get through a week.
The federal government does have guidelines for providing more food aid in disasters, and some members of Congress are trying to temporarily increase benefits. And those food pantries, they're also preparing for a coronavirus outbreak.
We offer free meals, so each of the days that we're open, we have a breakfast bar, a delicious and very nutritious...
Lev Ben-Ezra is the executive director of the Amherst Survival Center, and she says many people are already navigating food instability.
We have folks who are farmers. We have folks who are working multiple jobs. We have parents. We have senior citizens. We have folks who are currently experiencing homelessness.
Emergencies place a disproportionate impact on people with the least resources, Ben-Ezra says. The center's basic readiness plan for now is to deliver food to people, bring it out to the parking lot if needed. But the situation is changing daily.
And so can we really be prepared? Can we know exactly what action steps are going to be needed 3 days from now, a week from now, 6 weeks from now? No. Can we be prepared in the sense that we know what resources we can pull from, that we're thinking about these things? Yes.
The Amherst Survival Center gets a lot of food from the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, which serves on average 90,000 individuals a month through pantries and shelters around the region. In an email, they say they're working with FEMA and national volunteer organizations who are experienced in helping out in other kinds of disasters. If you're out there shopping, Kathy Harrison suggests, if you can, do what she's doing. Throw a package of diapers in your cart.
And then if I can drop those diapers off at the food pantry, because they're $18 a box, and that's $18 that family has to spend on spaghetti sauce and pasta, Parmesan cheese, and some powdered milk.
Getting ready for coronavirus is about more than what you're stocking up on, Harrison says. Your community may get smaller for a time, and whether you live in an apartment building or a house, she says, get to know your neighbors. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.